بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Listen, dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great ni'mat and favor upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the best of His creation. Allah has given us intelligence, unlike the animals whose intelligence are limited. Our intelligence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of choice, to understand. Primarily, Allah has given us intelligence, a mind and a heart to understand the commands of Allah. What is the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from me at every given moment in my life? And how to fulfill the command of Allah in the sunnah, way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Primarily, Allah has given us the mind and the heart for this to understand. That what is most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how should I carry it out? Allah has given us intelligence, Allah has made us insan. Allah has made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of ummahs. The last to come, the first to enter into Jannah. And above all of that, Allah has given us as a guide, as a mentor, in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain, the entire life, every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is akmal, ajmal and ashal. Every ada, every fail, every qawl, every action, every utterance, every gesture of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved creation to Allah jalla jalaluhu, is most beautiful, ajmal. Like ulama explain in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama. The best of you are those that teach the Quran and learn the Quran. The best of you, already qualified by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether the entire world accepts that Hifz Ustaz is the best or not, whether the entire world accepts that Hafiz al-Quran, or the one becoming a Hafiz, that you are the best of the creation of Allah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whether they accept it or not, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has mentioned already they are the best. Whether we accept or not, they are the best. In the same way, whether the world sees every sunnah to be the most beautiful or not, the eyes of Allah, it is the most beautiful. Whether your heart perceives or not, whether it be my nikah, walima, my children's wedding, some occasion, some holiday, closer to the sunnah, closest to the sunnah, this is ajmal, this is most beautiful. 5-star in the eyes of a Muslim is not that they tried to have a nice walima or nikah. They tried, it was very simple. That is 5-star. That is closest to the sunnah. Every sunnah is ajmal, most beautiful. Every sunnah is akmal, perfect, absolutely perfect. Who will can say otherwise? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will regard every sunnah as the most perfect way to do that action. Whether it be the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he carried out himself, the way he spoke to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, his domestic life was azwaj mutahharat, absolutely perfect, absolutely beautiful. Much detail ulama explained. And the third point, ashal, the easiest way of leading a person's life is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Easiest. Simple example. When it comes to a non-Muslim, if you have to greet him, after midnight we say 12 o'clock a.m., what do we say? Good evening, good night, good morning. Even he's not sure about it. Come morning time, good morning. After 12 p.m., good afternoon, late afternoon, good morning, good afternoon. Person got to see his time, check the time all the time. Now what do I say now? Subhanallah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to that greeting, Different country, learn a different language. But the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life has become so easy. Go to China, Japan, South America, North America. Whichever country of the world, say Muslim brother, whatever time of the day or night, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Already this is a connection. This is a Muslim brother of mine. Work in one of our localities also making gush. And just make the scene sound only assalam. The person replies to alaikum assalam. How are you, brother? How easy the deen of Allah is. Just one salam only makes our life so comfortable and so easy. We can imagine the entire life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every step of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is only guidance, is only barakat, is only rahmat, is only compassion, is only attraction. It's only attraction. Whether it be the Ramadan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final Ramadan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, already nu'iyat ilayya nafsi. That I have been given the news of my soon demise. Every year Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make muraja'ah, would make door, khatam of Quran with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam as his partner, so to say. One Quran khatam every Ramadan. The last Ramadan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 10th year of Hijri, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes two khatams. And then the alal is given for the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whether it be the month of Ramadan, the guidance we received. Whether the months of Hajj, the guidance we received, the rahmat, the compassion. Every step we learn something from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Be it the Hajj, be it the Ramadan, the fasting, the jihad, the expeditions. His domestic life. To make our lives beautiful. To make our lives easy. To make our lives as perfect as possible. Ajmal, akmal, and ashal. The months of Hajj begin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes i'lan and announces that this year I will make Hajj. The year before, ninth year of Hijrah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as the Amir of Hajj. The Jamaat were coming to Madinah to Munawwara to make the istiqbal to receive them. This was given preference to. The next year I will make Hajj. The alal is made. The entire suffer of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam full of lessons. There's not much time, my dear brothers, but just to understand the akhlaq, the tolerance, the a'mal, the rights of people, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on this journey also, as he proceeds, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu together with him, his slave on one camel has the goods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The camel goes missing. The camel goes missing with the goods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The slave comes to Siddiq Akbar, they have lost the camel. The haji goes for hajj and the bags go missing. And then you see the intolerance, the anger. When will I get my bags back? How can you be so irresponsible? I paid for the ticket. He comes to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, the camel, I've lost the camel and the goods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu goes into a rage, becomes angry. How could you? Disciplines him, gives him a few shots also. How could you be irresponsible? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, subhanallah, how beautiful. He said to Sahaba Ikram, look at this man beating up his stay because he lost some goods. In Yuma, he tells him, Allah will send it back. Sahaba Ikram brings some food around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and within a short period of time, the camel is retrieved. The goods come back. The tolerance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, no getting angry. When he came to his own rights, he forgave it, overlooked it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Makkah al-Munkarama, reaches there on the 4th of Zulhijjah, makes his Umrah. When the Haji goes to Makkah al-Munkarama, 6-week package, 5-week package, I paid for the package. I want to be closest to the haram. Allah Ta'ala granted to us the afiyat. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so considerate, the 4th of Zulhijjah till the 8th, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam camps at a place called Abtah, between Mina and Makkah al-Mukarramah. For those 4 days, he never goes to the Haram. Why? In consideration for Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they will be coming to visit me. It will be easier for them to come to this place, and I will not go to the haram, otherwise it will be difficult for all of them to come to the haram all the time. So I will remain here and receive all the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and give them my time. Consideration. For those that were coming late, for the sahaba radiallahu anhum, so much consideration that although the heart was yearning for Baytullah, for the Ka'batullah, but then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encamps away from Makkatul Mukarrama. And in the days of Hajj, as the Hajjis are returning, may Allah accept their Hajj and open it for the Ummah. And the entire journey of Hajj also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after Arafah, Muzdalifah, comes back to Mina. The consideration of every Sahabi. For us to consider in our lives also, those around us, how to appreciate, how to be tolerant. Sometimes the car has been blocked outside. Yes, nobody should block somebody's car. Be considerate. But if it does happen, person slipped his mind, he forgot. Make dua for the brother. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it humorous. Look at this man hitting his slave because his slave lost the camel. Comes back to Mina, Tinzul Hijjah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam pelts Jamratul Aqaba, 7 stones. Thereafter he slaughtered 63 camels that he brought from Madinatul Munawwara. 37 has Ali brought from Yemen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam slaughtered 63 with his own hands as appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 63 years of his worldly life. One cow was slaughtered 7 shares for 7 azwaj mutahharat. 2 little animals, sheep or goats, were slaughtered on behalf of the ummah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam enters into his tent and he calls for the Baba, Ma'mar bin Abdullah al-Adawi. He comes into the tent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he presents his blade razor to cut the blessed hair of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even at that moment, just to make the sahabi comfortable, just to make him comfortable, he says to him in a humorous way that how fortunate you are that you have the head of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the messenger of Allah, in your hands, while you have a blade in your hand. You have a blade and you got my head in your hand. If you want to be of Allah, this is your favor upon me. So say Bismillah and remove my hair from the right hand side first. A sunnah. Go for a haircut, remove the hair from the right hand side first. From your right hand side. And then the left hand side. Call Abu Talha. Call Abu Talha. His wife Ummu Sulaym, son Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhum. Very close to the household of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that moment of Hajj also, appreciated the people around him. He calls Abu Talha and he says to the Baba Ma'mar bin Abdullah that give my hair to Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. Sahaba Ikram encircled him. They crowded around him. That also ulama say the tolerance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all want to be close. Never chase anyone away. During that, even in the tawaf of ziyara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram came around him. Even in Mina, he would tell them, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ لَعَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ عَامِي هَذَا. Oh my sahaba, learn the rites of Hajj from me now. It's possible you won't see me after this year. This is the final Hajj. لَعَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ. Possibly you won't see me next year. Give their hair to Abu Talha and his family. Why? Out of appreciation for this family that made my khidmat. They were so close to me. And the sign of Abu Talha, this is the last strands of hair, you will not see it again. And the one given the privilege also to dig the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talha. Give him the honor also. He was close to us, close to the family, his son also, his wife also, appreciation. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you not learn, more or less, if you not learn to thank the people, is it possible to thank Allah? Thank the family, thank the wife for the meal she's preparing. Make dua for her, barakat in her health, in her family, in her children. Make dua for our parents, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Fulfill the huquq and the rights. Ulama say that the parents in their lifetime, to a certain extent, they are in need of us. after their demise, they are completely muhtaj and in need of those that are living. There's nothing we can do right now. Whatever you will read and send to us, we will enjoy. The du'as for the people around us, for our children. For our children. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned more or less that the most inhabitants of Jahannam I saw during the night of Mi'raj were the women. Because of two things. Because of their cursing. They get angry with the children. They get angry with the children. Or with the husband, and they say things. And because of the ingratitude. Ingratitude, when they become angry, what did you buy for me? The same pots your mother gave me, I'm still using it. You never changed the curtains in the house so many years. But everything is new. Cursing the children sometime. When Ali even told a woman, when you get angry, make dua for your children. Allah Ta'ala give you a step of hidayat. Make a positive dua for him. Don't curse him. So here Nabi alayhi salatu taught the ummah, be grateful. Say jazakallahu khayran. The best dua you said jazakallahu khayran, you paid the person more than he could even do for you. May Allah reward you from his side with the best. Make dua for him. Make dua for the wife. Those that are working below us, thank them. Spend upon them. The little we have, share it with the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, day after, paid his nails. That also was distributed to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes tawaf of ziyara. There the consideration for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum all around him, to the extent, my dear brothers, when he goes to the Zamzam well to drink Zamzam, the clan of Abu Talib were in charge of giving water to the Hujjaj. When he goes there, consideration for the ummah. There if he wanted, he had the strength, he had the power of 100 worldly people, 100 men, could have drawn the bucket himself. But he told the clan of Abu Talib, draw the water for me or else. What was the reason behind this? If I have to draw the water myself, then every haji will think that this is the sunnah, and there will be such crowding in the Zamzam well that it will break out in a fight, people will get hurt. Rather you pull it out and I will drink. Every sahabi wants a share of that Zamzam that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank from that bucket. Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the way he shared, he opened his heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank from the Zamzam bucket and thereafter spat back into it his mubarak saliva. For the ummatul qiyamah. That is why when you drink Zamzam, you make two intentions. Jannati water. Whatever we drink it for, Allah will fulfill the dua. And together with that, we are drinking the Mubarak saliva of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming within my body. Consideration with ummatul qiyamah. We're making our estates out and will out. Those that were kind to us, that will come after us. Make a wasiyat for them also. Don't make it so difficult. Be considerate. This was a consideration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they returned to Madinatul Munawwara. The different lessons we learned from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where every step he was informing Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that my time has come close. In Mina also, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ was revealed. Umar bin Khattab began to cry. Why are you crying? This is indication that the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is complete and perfect. When something comes to completion, perfection, then there's only decline thereafter. The Nabi of Allah is soon to leave. Surah Nasr, also called Surah Tawdi', the Surah of bidding farewell. On Arafah, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, your deen is perfected. This is the bounty of Allah, I'm happy with Islam for you. وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ مَدِينَةً Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Madinatul Munawwara. It's still Zulhijjah. Between the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Hajj, 80 days more or less. Later part of Safar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam falls ill. And here also in his illness, historians mention that the fever began. The severe migraine headaches of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tied a bandage to his head. The Nabi of Allah, so much of test. In his lifetime, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam buried all his sons. Three of his own daughters, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum, and Zainab, the eldest, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, born 10 years before the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She was a young girl that would come to her father with a bowl of water, clean his beard and his clothes. Oh my father, how long will you carry on with this da'wat? The time will come, oh my daughter, that this deen of your father will reach every home, unbaked and baked. That final taklif and obligation which was upon the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was handed over to the ummah in Mina. Tenzul Hijjah, after shaving of the hair, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called Sahaba Ikram, where Masjid al-Khayf is based right now in Mina, to one side was the Ansar, one side the Muhajir. Gathered them together, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, have I conveyed to you the message? Have I conveyed to you the message? Among the final khutbahs, those that are here, take the deen now to those that aren't here. This responsibility was handed over to the ummah in Hajj. The Hajjis understand, I've come from Medina Munawwara with the kajur of Medina, the dates of Medina. I've come from Makkah to Mukarramah with the zamzam of Makkah. I've come from a Hajj with the responsibility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm an ambassador of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. My akhlaq, my compassion, my tolerance, and how to have fikr for the ummah. This entire journey of Hajj and the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes to the culmination. Here, when the headache begins, severity of the fever, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, wa ra'asa. Oh Aisha, my head is throbbing. My head is paining. Typically, we tell the wife, my head is paining. What's the reaction? Mine too. So she says also, my head is also paining. My head is also paining. Nabi alayhi salatu doesn't get upset. I'm telling you, you're telling me the same thing. So Aisha, what's the worst can happen? In humor, what's the worst can happen? You'll pass away, I'll make dua for you. So Nabi of Allah, it seems you want me to pass away so that you can go to the other wives. All in humor, at that stage of his life also. Advanced stage, Aisha is still a young girl, almost 18 years old only. What tolerance, what muhabbat, what love in that condition also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would distribute his nights equally amongst his azwaji mutahharat, amongst his wives. This also, distribution of nights, was not an obligation upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was by his choice. The ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that banda, that person who has more than one wife, it is an obligation to distribute equally. Upon the Nabi of Allah was no obligation, but then too he stuck to the choice of his till the last. Being so fair, and Azwaj Mutahharat, they sense that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants to be in the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, which is part of the Rodana. They sensed it. Sunday night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's fever becomes very high. By Monday, he moves to his Aisha's house radiallahu ta'ala anha. Well, 1 week he stays with her, just 1 week only, from Monday to Monday. In that time, he goes to the masjid the very week. Bring 7 skins of water, pour it over me, the fever starts, semi-consciousness. By Thursday, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed the Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib. Walmur Salat was recited in Maghrib Salah. By Isha, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was absolutely exhausted. Absolutely. But those few days then too, ulama explained, in that condition, the most important thing in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was salah. Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah will go and pick up Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in that condition of his bandaged head, high fever. He would take support on the shoulders and feet dragging. We can imagine and picture from the rawdah, from the Mubarak house of Nabi alayhi salam, dragging him to the musalla of Nubuwat to perform the salah. Then we never missed it. The love for Allah tabarak, the love for salah. Haji Imdadullah Mahajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi would say that on the day of Qiyam, if Allah asked me, wa Haji Imdadullah, what would you like to do on the day of Qiyamah? He said, I will say to Allah, Ya Allah, give me one musalla, one corner under the shade of your arsh, let me read salah. The love for salah, to worship Allah. Being dragged to the musalla of Nubuwat. That was basically the last salah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the Thursday at Maghrib. Then it will Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. I would rather your father perform the salah. O Nabi of Allah, my father is raqiqul qalb, bukka. My father is very soft-hearted. He will cry in salah. Sahaba ikram won't understand the Quran tilawat. He cries so much. Appoint him. No one will be happy with anyone else besides your father. Inna amanna an-nasa alayya fi suhbati yamali Abu Bakr. That, O Allah, the most kind person to me, my worldly life in regards to suhbah, companionship, and his wealth was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah will repay him on the day of Qiyamah. Put him on the musalla. Thursday night, Isha, Abu Bakr Siddiq takes over the salah. Then the day of Jumu'ah. Then ulama explains, Saturday or Sunday at Zuhar time, Nabi of Allah, wajida khiffa, he found some lightness in him. He felt that were good. What he did, he didn't go for a walk in the park or to the beach. He said, today I feel a bit good, I'll go for salah. I'll go back for namaz. It was either the Saturday or Sunday at Zuhar time. Sahaba ikram come to pick up Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as he comes out from his Mubarak home in line with the musalla of Nubuwat. Abu Bakr Siddiq is on the musalla for Zuhar. He notices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam coming. Once he break his salah, he gestures, continue with the salah. Then Sahaba ikram come and they seat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam next to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As if two of them performing salah. Nabi alayhi salam is making takbir, Abu Bakr is saying it louder. Like this salah is performed, then the khutbah is given. In the khutbah, a pertinent point, O my sahaba ikram, lastu akhsha alaykum ad-dunya, alaykum al-faqra. O my sahaba, I don't fear poverty upon you. I fear dunya upon you. Anta nafasu fiha, that you will vie and compete with one another in dunya. An taqtatilu, then you will fight for it. Fatahliku, and you will destroy yourselves. Brother will not speak to brother for a few thousands of rands. Don't come to my janazah. Don't wind up their estate. They took the rights of yatim children. You will fight for the dunya. Sahaba ikram gave their lives in the path of Allah to revive the deen of Allah. Today we are giving our lives to save our dunya. They sacrifice the dunya for the deen of Allah. We're sacrificing the deen of Allah for our dunya. I fear this upon you, that you will vie, you will compete, you will race for dunya, and in that you will not care where it comes from, who is in your way. Materialism will take hold of you. I fear this upon you. Adopt taqwa in your life. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today ulama explained that the days of before, that if someone opened a certain type of a shop, then anyone who opens the same thing, down the road, next to me, marhaba, you're welcome. Go to Madinatul Munawwara, my dear brothers, and we see it. Same shops, one after the other. This shop, even what I help, is better to open the same shop that he's selling those goods. Sustenance from Allah. You will kill one another. The final khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the sunnats of that time also, to conclude, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into Aisha radiallahu anha wa Aisha, I feel the effects of that poison. The effects of that poison that was fed to me in Khaybar by the Jewess. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took a luqma and morsel of that piece of meat into his mouth, the Jewess who was in Khaybar had poisoned it. That morsel of food spoke to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I have been poisoned. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took it out from his mouth, but the effects of it went into his body. This is a very subtle way. Ibn Kathir rahimullah says, a subtle way for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the rank of shahadat because of poison. And his habit was throughout his life, after every salah, ayatul kursi and three quls. So to say in our language, the biggest amil, what he was reading, the three quls and ayatul kursi, with the poison and jadu that was done upon him. After Fajr and after Maghrib, three times each. Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas. Three times. Before sleeping, then also three times each. Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas. He would blow on his palms and rub over his body. At this juncture also, when he was so weak to even do that, you tell Aisha, O Aisha, recite the three quls. Recite the three quls for me. At that time also, she would recite for him and blow in the blessed hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and rub it upon his body. And then she would say, before the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Monday morning at Fajr time, the Monday morning at Fajr time, Iqamah was given. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam opens the curtain of his hujra mubarak, of his room, to glance at the last time at his sahaba radiallahu anhum. What was the last amal? Salah. The last malfuz, the last qul, the last hadith, O my sahaba, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Don't ever miss your salah. My life, my death, all between salahs, namaz. He looks at them and they notice Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they want to break their namaz. They want to break the salah to see the beautiful smile of his. His gestures continue. Then he closes the curtain. Because Aisha's brother walks into the room, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu. The last action of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When is salah, the last action, he sees in the hands of Abdul Rahman a miswak. He sees a miswak, such a powerful sunnah of the ummah. Where we should be keeping this in our pockets, identity of a mu'min. So he gestures to her, O Nabi of Allah, would you like the miswak? Yes. She says, the akhiru zad, the last provisions of dunya that went into the belly, into the blessed mouth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, riqi was my saliva, the Aisha's saliva. Mata bayna sahri wa nahri, Nabi alayhi salatu passed away between my collarbone and my neck. His neck and his head was on my chest. In that condition, Nabi alayhi salatu left this world. But before that, she said, I took the miswak, I softened it with my teeth and my saliva, and I put it into the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last words, al-rafiq al-a'la, al-rafiq al-a'la. That how I wish to be with a higher companion, the highest companion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last sunnah, the miswak. Among the last sunnah, the three quls. And advising the ummah, that open your heart. If anybody has a right, fulfill the right to that person before we leave this world. And if anyone has a right upon me, I make maaf, I forgive. In every step of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this guidance, this nur, this barakat, to just encapsulate three things in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, sunnah is most beautiful, perfect, and most easy. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal wa akhiru alhamdulillah.